We're here on Nun Vav Amud Beis, about 10 lines up from the bottom. The beginning of the Gemara, Tanya, Omer Rabbi Meir, Kal Vachomer. So from what we learn from an Isha Miskadesh L'Koin Ba'Vera, that she cannot eat Truma B'Shas Erusin, Ma Kiddushei Rishus, let's try this Kal Vachomer. In a case where a Yisrael marries a Bas Yisrael, and there's no Isra in that Kedusha whatsoever, is Ein Machilin B'Truma, certainly she cannot eat Truma. Kedusha Avera, in a case like an admission of an Almod L'Kohen Gadol, a Grusha V'Chalutz L'Kohen Hedjot, Lo Koshkein, certainly the marriage relationship is not enough to be Machil HaTruma. And even though now she's not yet a chalola, but nevertheless, there's no acholas truma in a case where the marriage is an illegitimate marriage. Amrullo, so Rabbi Lozar and Rabbi Shimon disagree with Rabbi Meir. They said to Rabbi Meir, lo, you can't derive this halach from a kal vachomer. There's a pircha on the kal vachomer. Ima marta b'kiddushei reshus, that you don't, there's no hakolas truma. She came in lo koach li Yisrael achil truma af b'mokom achet. But Yisrael is never able to be machil truma to his wife. Is tomar b'kedushay avera she yesh lo lahachil b'mokom achet? In other words, if it wasn't an illegitimate marriage, if it would have been a marriage beheta, like if a kohen would marry a woman without an avera, that marriage would have within it the power to be machil habetruma. So you can't derive this from a case of kedushay reshus. I mean, kedushay kohen b'avera is not at all similar to kedushay reshus. The Gemara brings now another example of kedushay kohen b'avera, which is not mentioned in the Mishnah. And again, we'll have Machlok Shin Rabbi Meir on the one hand, and Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon on the other. Omer Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Oshaya, Petzuadaka Kohen, Shekidesh Bas Yisrael, is Bonola Machlokas, Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon. So we're talking about now a case where the Kohen was enjoined from getting married. He was a Ptzua Daka, and he was Mekadesh Bas Yisrael. So at the time of the Erusin, when she was designated for Bia, and the Bia would have been a Bira Savera Doraisa, can she eat Truma B'Shas Erusin? And Bono Machlokas, the repetition of Machlokas in Rabbi Meir on the one hand, and Rabbi Lozar of Shimon on the other. Le Rabbi Meir, the Omar, Mishtameres, Libia, Libia Psulim and Raisa Lo Achel. According to Rabbi Meir, any case of an heiress in which, if the marriage will come to its fruition, will be a possible of marriage and the Bia will possel her, then she cannot eat Shruma even though it has the Bia hasn't taken place yet. She's not possel. So therefore, almona mureses l'kohen gadol, grusha v'chalutz mureses l'kohen hedjot. Is in this case is osur lechol betruma kshigiasmano hanami basi so mureses lepsua daka lo achlo. She's mishtameres lebiasura biasura menator. Reb Lozer Reb Shimon the Ami mishtameres lebiapsul daraisa achlo. She still eats truma. She's called kinyan kaspo. So at the time of the erusin, she's not yet a chalola. and they allowed the almona mureses kohen gadol or a grusha chlutza mureses kohen hedged to eat truma she giazman when it's time for the ears. Is hanami here too basiso mureses of tzuadaka is achla she eats truma because since at the moment of kiddushin she is kinyan kaspo shel kohen. So she eats truma kshigiyazman l'nesuin because adayin lo nivel alo. She hasn't become a chalala through his bia. So again, even though she's mishtameres l'bia psula, she is not posel psula to eat in the meantime truma. So the Gemara says me my. How do you know that according to Rabbi Elazar and Reb Shimon, a kohen p'tzua daka could be machil abas Yisrael mureses shegiel osmano? Dilma ad kalokam Rabbi Elazar Reb Shimon hasam. Where did Reb Shimon and our Mishnah and Rabbi Elazar they say that machil b'truma kohen is machil b'truma and averus b'trumel mishum diyesh lo lahachil b'makom achil? Let's say a kohen marries a woman who's not asuralov. He can be machil, but hachman in case of a kohen of psuadaka, deni yochel achem makom acher. He's not even in the parish of truma in terms of being machil truma to a woman, because all women in the world are completely excluded or enjoined from marrying him. Lo, possibly Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon would concede in that case that he cannot be machil arusa truma because he as a gavra is completely excluded. And even though the bia did not take place yet, but she's mizumenes, miuenes libia, shomeres libia, even before the nesuin. She hasn't yet become a chalola technically, but he can't be machal at truma. V'chite malchinami. And if you'll say that we do find a case where a kohen patsua daka could be machal with trumiesh lalahachil, and the case is be bas gerim, if he gets married to a Gioris, and Rabbi Oshaya holds that Kahal Gerim lo Nikra Kol, and this is an opinion which is going to be brought down in the Gemara soon, which would allow a Ptsua Daka to marry a Bas Gerim. And the reason for this is probably because he doesn't have Kedusha's Kahuna. That's why he's allowed to marry a Gioris. A Kohen Rogil, a regular Kohen who has Kedusha's Kahuna, is not allowed to marry a Bas Gerim. And the Gemara says that a Kohen Gadol, a Kohen Patsua Daka, is allowed to marry a Bas Gerim, and therefore, when he marries Beheter, in such a situation, he could be machal b'truma, therefore going to a daka could be machal b'truma, even if he is mures, if he's maris, a bas Yisrael. V'hami boile, Rabbi Yochami, Rabbi Oshia. We'll see later on that Rabbi Yochanan asked Rabbi Oshia if a kohen p'tzu daka who marries a bas gerim can be machal b'truma, v'lo poshitli. Rabbi Oshia left it as an outstanding question. So, Rabbi Oshia had a suffix in this din, and therefore Rabbi Oshia, since he had a suffix, and it's possible that he's not machil, in the case of Petzuk Daka, a Bas Gerim Vitruma, so that how could Rabbi Oshia say that a Kohen Petzuk Daka marries, with Kiddushin, a Bas Gerim, Bas Yisraelis, that according to Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon, she eats truma. We really don't know if we ever found clearly that a kohen could be machil truma, the mokomache. It's a suffix in the case of a tzuadaka to a bas gerim. So my answer is itmar, abai omar hoil, since we found that a kohen p'tzua daka could be machil truma b'makom acher. shemachila below yidah, that he can be machil truma to a woman shahoisa nesuolo kodem shenaseh p'tzua daka. Let's say he was married to a woman before he became a p'tzua daka, then he became a p'tzua daka, and lo yidah, he never had a maisa beer with her since the time that he became p'tzua daka. And in such a case, a kohen who marries a bas Yisrael, she ocheles b'truma, she can eat truma. And later on, when he becomes a p'tzua daka, then if he hasn't had a beer with her, that's one thing. Im ba le mishenasek p'tzua daka, then posla b'viyosa, ein ocheles truma. But as long as he didn't have a beer with her, since the time he became a p'tzua daka, she continues to eat truma. She started to eat truma before he was a p'tzua daka. She continues after he became a p'tzua daka, as long as they haven't had a maisa of intimacy, which would passel her after, right, if it was after p'tzua daka. So therefore, says Abaye, we have the possibility of a p'tzua daka who's machil b'truma, b'makom achir. Rava Omar. Rava says that Rabbi Yoshia holds that according to Rabbi Lazar and Rabbi Shimon, Kohen p'tzua daka, shekidesh bas Yisrael ocheles b'truma hoil, umachila b'avodav u'shvachosav haknane. We find that p'tzua daka has a koach to be machil truma b'makom acher in a case of a kohen who owns avodim and shvachos. We're talking about knanim, and they can eat truma, and he can be machil the truma based on a possible kohen ki yikne nefesh kinyan kaspo hu yeochel bo. That's an eved knani who's koni lo begufo. And this halacha that a kohen is machil avodim shvachosav haknanim applies even to a p'tzua daka. He can be machil his avodim and his shvachos truma. And that's based on a mishnah later on in Daf Ayin, p'tzua daka kushufcha hein v'avdeyam yochlu b'truma. So Rabbi Oshia holds that according to Rabbi Lazar of Shimon, if a kohen p'tzua daka is makadish a bas Yisrael, he can be machil a truma, just like we found that he can be machil truma b'makom acher in the case of avodah v'shvachos haknanim. And the Gemara explains, Abayi lo amar kirava kinyan de'ishes mikinyan de'ishes yalfina lo yalfina kinyan de'ishes mikinyan da'avodim. You can derive a din of kohen p'tzua daka shekidesh bas Yisrael, which is a kinyan ishus, from another case of a kinyan ishus, and that's a kohen p'tzua daka shemachil es ishto anesua b'truma im lo bole li achar shenase p'tzua daka. Because there too it's a kinyan, she was knuya lo kinyan ishus. V'lo yalfinan mi kinyan the ishus the kinyan davodin. You can't derive any conclusions about a kohen who is Makadish Adisha from a kohen who owns Avodim. That's a whole different type of kinyan. That's a kinyan of the Gufa Evet. That's not a kinyan issues. So the fact that a kohen p'tzua daka b'machil is Avodim b'truma through a kinyan of Avdus, that has no bearing and cannot be the source from which I derive, by analogy, a kohen who gets married to a Jewish woman, I'm talking before Bia, because in such a case, we're talking about something that's not analogous at all. For Rava lo amar ki Abaye, Rava rejected Abaye, and Rava holds he can't bring a raya from the p'tzua daka, who continues to be machil, his wife, Truma, when there was an Asuin, before he became a p'tzua daka. Now we're talking about a case where he's already a p'tzua daka, but lo bale, shani osam shekvar ochla. There the case is that while he was a bari, he was healthy, before he became a Patsua Daka, she could eat truma. And therefore she continues to eat truma even after he became a Patsua Daka. But we don't find that there's a koch to be machil b'truma after he became a Patsua Daka for a woman that never had and was not included in achilas truma. Therefore, Rav would rather give an analogy from Avodah v'Shivchos v'Knanim, because even if he's Kona, the Evan in the Shivcha, after he became Patsua Daka, nevertheless he can be Machal b'Truma. And Abai responds to the argument of Rava, and he says that your Taina of Kvar Ochla, Lo Amrina, we don't say that since she already was Ochelas b'Truma, therefore she continues to eat Truma. Even if he doesn't have Koach to be Machel HaTruma now, because now he became Patsua of Daka. If we find that she continues to eat Truma, even after he became a Patsua of Daka, that's considered Matsinu L'Koin Patsua of Daka, She Yesh L'Koch L'Hachel b'Truma, because the koch of being machal b'truma continues. It's an ongoing chalos. De ilo temahachi, if you're not going to agree with me, if you're going to say, al pi svara, that kvar ochla, that she already had the ability to eat truma before, meaning before it became a psuadaka, and therefore she continues to eat truma even after he became a Patsua Daka, even though now he doesn't have the koach to be machal b'truma, if that be the case, then Bas Yisrael Shenises L'Kohen, who miss Teichel? Are you going to tell me that since a Bas Yisrael was married to a Kohen, and she ate truma, therefore she can continue to eat truma after he dies? Shekvar ochel, because she already had the rights and the chal Hashem, the status of eating truma before his death? We didn't find such a thing. We never found such a thing. And therefore we must come to the conclusion that a Baal could not be machel his wife truma after the time that he changed his status based on the fact that she was Ochelas b'Truma beforehand. You can't say that she can continue to eat Truma mikach, the fact that she once ate Truma for Rava, and Rava says that's not a kasha, from the fact that if Meis HaKohen, she doesn't continue to eat Truma, Hasam Paka Kinyone. If there's no Kinyon, he can't be Machel, but Hacha, in a case of an Ashes Kohen, who at the time that she married him was a bari, and now he became a Patsua Daka, lo paka kinyono. The kinyon of the Kohen continues to exist. So Rav is saying that it's not just the fact that she once ate truma, and therefore she continues to eat truma, but it's also the fact that she still is considered kinyon kaspa. And therefore Rav never accepted Abaye, because even if we found a Kohen who became a Patsua Daka, that Ishto Mamshicha, she continues to eat Truma, we're not going to derive from that for the case of a Patsua Daka Shekidish Achshav Isha, Sharusasa Tochal B'Truma. Now, before, in the Gemara, we had an Iboilahu, and the Gemara now wants to clarify that Iboilahu, and maybe Poshet Iboilahu, Lemaskana. Gufa boy minei Rav Yochanan Rav Oshia Patsua Daka Kohen Shenosa Bas Gerim Maoshi Achilena B'Truma Ishtik Rav Oshia did not have an answer. V'lo Omer Lo Midi, he didn't have an answer to the question that was raised by Rav Yochanan in this case of a Patsua Daka Kohen Shenosa Labas Gerim, can he be Machala B'Truma or not? And the Hemshech of this sugya, which Amir Tzshem will pick up tomorrow, We're going to try to find a way of being poshet this, and that's based on Reish Lakish. So that Bili Neder will pick up tomorrow.